Chapter 3. What is empathy? Empathy is a term more and more commonly used, both by scientists and in everyday language. It in fact covers several distinct mental states that we will try to pinpoint. The word empathy is a translation from the German word Einfühlung, which refers to the ability to feel the other from within. It was used for the first time by the German psychologist Robert Fischer in 1873 to designate the mental projection of oneself onto an external object, a house, a gnarled old tree, or a windswept hill, with which one subjectively associates. Later, the philosopher Theodor Lips extended this notion to describe the feeling of an artist who projects himself by his imagination not only into an inanimate object, but also into the experience lived by another person. He offered the following example to illustrate the meaning of the word. We participate intensely in a tightrope walker walking on his wire. We cannot prevent ourselves from entering into his body, and mentally we take each step with him. What's more, we add feelings of anxiety and vertigo, from which the tightrope walker is very fortunately exempt. Empathy can be set off by an affective perception of feeling for the other, or by cognitive imagination of his experience. In both cases, the person clearly makes the distinction between his own feeling and the other's, unlike emotional contagion, in which this differentiation is blurred. Affective empathy occurs when we enter into resonance with the situation and feelings of another person, with the emotions that are shown by the person's facial expressions, gaze, tone of voice, body language, and behavior. The cognitive dimension of empathy is born by mentally evoking an experience lived by another person, either by imagining what the other person is feeling, or the way the experience affects the person, or by imagining what we would feel in the same situation. Empathy can lead to an altruistic motivation, but it can